Welcome to the CineScare Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Matt Speak.
And I am also one of your hosts, Joe Jans.
And with us, as always, is the super fan, Mr. Mark Piscati.
He hid amongst the trees, chill in the air. They trespass on the ground and drag them one by one. Sorry, I'm just... That's from Madman, the campfire song.
Yeah,
it was I know it was terrible. That's what we had to listen to it during at the beginning of Madman. It was great.
Ahead. You're skipping ahead.
Yeah, and film ahead, critic man. From JoeBlow.com, Mr. James Oster, Jimmy O.
I don't know if I can go on with the show, guys. I mean, I'm just I don't know. Oh yeah, hi. How are you?
It's hard to follow that.
Yeah,
I sang it just like that guy.
Okay. I don't know. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not so sure.
Great mimic.
Well, it's a mimic, all right.
We are back again, and just wanted to thank anybody who came out, or Catherine, listener. She showed up for my book signing at Dark Delicacies. Thank you to Dell from Dark Delicacies as well. And thanks, Jimmy, for coming on out. And, of course, yesterday was Jimmy O's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. James.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, to be fair, since this is Friday, it's actually last Sunday. So, you know, but yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah. I guess yesterday is in terms of us recording. That's true.
In the future.
Yeah.
I guess I would have thanked Mark, but he didn't wish me a happy birthday. He forgot my birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, James.
I think that was on purpose, actually, James. I think he purposely didn't do that.
I feel like Melissa Sue Anderson and happy birthday to me, and he's like the other one.
Yeah. Ooh,
scary. He's just jealous.
So this week we have another series of picks, but before we get there,
yes, we do. That's kind of the format of the show.
Yeah. Before we get there, let's talk about what we watched recently. Joe, what did you watch recently?
I don't know if you're aware or not, Joe, but
I don't know if you're aware of Joe, but you watched some movies this week.
Did you?
What did you watch?
Most of the time, I'm not aware of what I watched.
I know.
But this time I have been watching, trying to catch up on Servant. I'm about halfway through season two. Hmm. I did watch another movie that I think we're just going to save until, because it's a sequel to one of the movies in our assignment.
Oh, okay.
The one of note that I watched last night is I See You from 2019 on Netflix.
Yeah, I watched that too.
Starring John Tenney and Helen Hunt and Helen Hunt's plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Disagree on that. I don't think she had any plastic surgery. That looks all natural.
I don't know. Michelle and I both thought that she'd had some.
Yeah, it's something with the eyes.
Something's not right there.
With the eyes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought her jaw-like skin was like hanging pretty low. I thought she was like all. Yeah, like her cheeks were like a little.
It didn't look like she'd had jowls? A good work done, you know, but it definitely looked like something was up.
Because if it was good, we wouldn't have noticed it. So.
What?
But anyway, this movie. Took me by surprise, mm-hmm. and it turns out it's like number 10 of the week on Netflix.
Yeah, which I found funny because I guess it's been on Netflix for a while. I'm not sure why it's all of a sudden hitting into the top 10 on that.
Well, and I've never even heard of this thing. Yeah. It's been out for almost 4 years.
Yeah. I saw it a long time ago.
But this was tremendous. I absolutely loved it. I had no idea what frogging even was, but... if you want to know,
wait. I did want to, because I wanted to talk about this too, but I was going to preface everything by telling people to skip ahead because they'd probably be best for them to go into this not knowing a single thing about it. I would say skip ahead if we're going to talk about it. Maybe skip ahead a couple minutes if you haven't watched it yet and you intend to. Suffice to say, Joe and I, and it sounds like Jimmy and Mark, did you watch it? We all highly recommend this. So, I mean, I think Mark recommends it, right? Do you like it, Mark?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I liked
so
it.
So skip ahead a couple minutes while we talk about it, and that way you should go into this not knowing anything.
I was going to say then, if you want to know what frogging is, you should watch the movie.
Right, that but was, that gives away, you know, like if somebody looks it up.
Not, well, they'd have to look well, it up on their what own I'm accord saying, then. I wasn't going to spoil it for
what
them.
I'm saying is, and hopefully people have skipped ahead, is that it starts yeah. out as one thing. And
oh,
and
yeah.
then, but and so the frogging part of that kind of ruins what that, you know.
Right.
So you don't want to mm-hmm. know anything about it even having to do with frogging.
Well, and also, also, I have to say, like, if you look up frogging, if I looked up frogging, it would have been froggying. That's well, how I would have looked
maybe,
it up.
Maybe, but it, you probably would yeah. have found it eventually.
Yeah.
And because it starts out like a typical mystery slash ghost story. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And if somebody looks up frogging, they're going to see that that means that there's somebody else living inside the house, which takes away the whole ghost thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Exactly.
So yes, we're hoping everybody just
well, that's
that.
What I said. Like
who hasn't seen it? Yeah,
you know.
So I do think that this is one of those movies that one of the few movies where I am now looking forward to watching this a second time, knowing what I know. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to go back and rewatch things, and because as you're watching it the first time. You have this opinion of these people and you have these guesses in your head of what happened and what you think they did. And then there's little nuggets of information that you learn, you gather, and then they sort of flash back to how things happened before. And your opinion of these people and their actions changes drastically. So I'm kind of curious to see what this movie would be like knowing everything that I know, watching it again from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I agree.
Again, yes. Yeah. Highly recommend this film. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. No, I thought that every twist was unexpected. It went in places I didn't expect it to go, and it was way better than I thought it was going to be. Because you know, if you look on Rotten Tomatoes and you look on, I don't know what IMDb has it rated at, but at Letterboxd, it's fairly average. And so I was kind of expecting just sort of a fairly average thriller.
IMDb has it as a 6.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, which isn't bad, but
that's
it's not.
Good.
I mean, I feel like
it's, I would have given it higher.
Yeah, I would have given it higher.
I would have given
it
at least an 8. Yeah.
I gave it, I think I gave it 4 cuts. So, but anyway, what else did you watch, Joe?
That was it, really. I was, trying to catch up on Servant.
Nice. And are you still liking Servant?
Oh, yeah. It just, I'm dumbfounded of how. They're able to keep this storyline going and keep my interest.
Yeah.
Cause I would have thought I would have lost interest by now. And,
yeah.
But no, it's every episode. There's something, some other amazingly bizarre twist that makes you want to watch the one after.
Yeah.
That.
And you get a sense like, I have no idea where this is going, but
right. Yeah. I'm like done trying to figure it out.
It's just, it is one of those things where you just sort of follow along and you're like, whatever's happening, I don't know if they even know what's happening. And now that I've watched the whole thing, it does have a method to its madness sort of. And I felt like the whole series ended in a satisfying way. That's what I'll say. I felt like even though they set up this situation and scenario that is just kind of crazy, it ended in a satisfying way. So, Jimmy, did you watch anything non-theme related this week
that you can talk about? Yeah, that I can talk about. I mean, I went to see, not necessarily horror, but come on, everyone loves John Wick. So I went to see John Wick on my birthday, Mark. I went to see John Wick 4 on my birthday. You didn't call me.
How old are you, James?
Older than you. No, maybe not. No, not. I don't know. I'm 30 years. I'm 30 today.
Happy birthday, James.
Thank you, sir. John Wick Chapter 4. Yeah, I think it's the best action movie I've seen in decades. In years since Mad Max Fury Road. Legitimately, it's fantastic. And if you don't believe me, just look at literally every other review. Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Even at its worst, the John Wick franchise is pretty perfect. 4 great movies. So That's awesome.
I watched it too, James. I watched it too, and it's phenomenal, guys. Right? It's really,
dude,
really good.
The God's Eye
I can't
scene?
Believe.
Oh my God.
I can't believe they topped. I mean,
yeah!
this film just keeps topping itself. And I can't believe like what it's like a grandiose film. It's like a James Bond film.
It's
now.
Operatic.
It's like getting
blow you away. It's absolutely, it's astounding. Yeah.
So much fun.
There's so many great scenes. I love this movie so much.
Yeah. Yeah. The street scene's insane.
Oh my God.
And the stair scene too.
Oh yeah. Jeez. Guys, just go see this movie now. Just.
All right.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Well, if it's grandiosis, I've got to see it. So.
Yeah. You have to see this film.
James,
that's a word, right?
No.
Is that a word?
No.
It's not. Grandiosis?
Grandiose. Is, but not grandiosis. That sounds like a disease, a big disease, a grandiosis.
I thought it was like a Harry Potter, you know, like grandiosis.
It is. It is. That's what
like
we use it for.
Like a wand thing, a spell.
Yeah.
Grandiosis.
Damn it. Wait a minute.
Half asleep.
No. Oh, I thought we weren't recording.
No, we're not.
No.
That's not on me. That would have been on you, Matt.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, anything else grandiosis that you watch, James? Or is that it?
That's really it. There's things I've seen I can't talk about yet.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Mark. No, I can add Dungeons and Dragons. Excellent. That's a lot of fun. Go see Dungeons and Dragons when it opens this Friday. It's a lot of fun. Way Excellent. Better than I expected it to be. Much.
All right.
Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez are delightful. Excellent.
Michelle Rodriguez was delightful?
Yeah, she was excellent.
Okay.
She's excellent. She's a joy in this.
Mark, how about you?
I watched everything Joe watched, so yeah, we're all caught up.
Okay.
Of course you did.
I watched Infinity Pool, which I absolutely loved. I thought it was fantastic. I didn't think it was as good as, you know, it's not quite at the level of Possessor for me. But I really loved it. I thought it was great. Mia Goth and you know, hey, a Skarsgård, you get a Skarsgård in there and you get Mia Goth and what can you, it's going to be good. And she just is amazing. Like
she is
probably my favorite actor now.
Currently.
Yeah. I caught up and watched The Cursed, which I think Jimmy, you had it on your top 10 list last year.
I really
year.
Enjoyed it.
I liked it. Didn't love it, but I did like it. Again, I See You was great. I will mention The Outwaters only because Joe, you should not watch this movie. And I will give you three words why you should not watch this movie. Found footage, skinamarink.
Done and done.
Oh, I can't wait. It's gonna be great.
It is.
What do you mean skinamarink?
I mean
found footage, skinamarink.
I mean, picture a found footage version of Skinamarink where you really don't see much of anything. It takes forever to get to a point where anything happens. And then when it does, it's mostly you're looking at a blank or a black screen while actual mayhem, when the mayhem finally happens. And we're talking about a movie that's almost 2 hours long. When it finally happens, it isn't mostly even on screen.
So must see then.
There's some bits at the end that, no pun intended, that get cut off. The guy cuts off parts of his body. We sort of see that, but it's a long chore to get through. So if you're really, really into Skinamarink and you're really, really into found footage movies, then I suggest maybe watching it. But Joe, avoid it. Avoid it at all costs.
I'll avoid it like the
plague. Unless you're feeling kind of
I am
masochistic.
Not.
If you're feeling in a masochistic mood, like you want to punish yourself for something you did, the Catholic in you is coming out, then maybe you should watch it. But that's about it.
I'd rather slam my hand in the car door.
It doesn't sound fun at all. Yeah,
it was a real chore to get through.
By the way, for the record, it looks like Mark hasn't slept in 7 weeks.
Yeah, why are you so tired, what are you talking dude? About? What's going on?
What the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
Lighting, it's the new lighting. We're seeing all the rooks and the scruff and
that's what's starting wrong? To come in. I look yellow.
It looks really terrible.
I look jaundice yellow? Come in. I look jaundice?
Yeah.
Thanks. This is great. Fucking turn this off.
And those lights behind you kind of... Well, now you're blue.
Yeah. Well, I don't care.
Oh, nope, now it's worse.
Gosh. Oh my god!
It's made me feel completely self-conscious.
Oh my god!
He's gonna cry himself to sleep on his huge pillow.
Oh, wait, we forgot to discuss something.
What?
Something of major importance.
What was that?
Wow, that's
now he does look like a corpse.
Did we talk about the pigs in a blanket T-shirt yet?
Oh no, we have not.
No, we haven't.
We have not.
No. Okay, so those of you who listened to the last episode may have noticed on our posts that there is a new item in our store, which is the Cinescare Pigs in a Blanket T-shirt, which is our so far number one bestseller of the month.
Nice.
We have sold more of those shirts than we have any other shirt in the entire store. So this is a reference to Matt having no idea of what pigs in a blanket were. Now he's more than well versed.
Yes, I'm quite well versed.
I'm assuming so. Yes,
people even brought it up at the book signing.
Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
So, for those of you who think this is funny, just like we do, and dozens of other people, please go to the Cinescare website and click on our merch and look for the pigs in a blanket T-shirt and get yourself one. And you know what? They'll make great little additions for Easter baskets.
They'd be perfect.
They're nice pastel colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even worse, Matt had in his freezer
a human
pigs
head
in a blanket box.
Yeah, but they weren't called. Yeah. They were called puppy dogs in a pillow or something like that. I can't remember. They're from Trader. They're Trader Joe's version.
Pillow.
In a pillow. No. Not a piddle.
No. Piddle. Neither. Yeah. Neither. Neither.
Trader Joe's calls them something else. I can't remember what they're called. Not pigs in a blanket, though.
If you'd shop but at a regular grocery store.
I don't
store.
Eat them because I don't eat, like, I don't like hot dogs or wieners.
Don't you have a Hy-Vee out there?
No, we don't.
Or a Piggly Wiggly?
No. Yeah, big time author Matt just shops at Trader Joe's. Like, who shops at Trader Joe's unless you're rich?
Actually, Trader Joe's is actually
Trader Joe's is pretty reasonable.
Produce, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No,
I go into Trader Joe's and I see cheese for like $8. No, I'm just like, you're out of your mind.
Actually, that's not true. No, that's not true.
Not at all true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It really depends 100%. On how big
no,
that cheese
you haven't
is.
Been. Yeah. I literally go Trader Joe's
God
all the time.
It, Joe.
It's not that much. Not that
much. It's freaking expensive.
That'll be the next year.
Yeah.
The only thing.
Just a big wheel of cheese with an $8 price tag on it.
Actually,
like,
Joe.
That's wrong. That's an expensive cheese.
A Cinescare wheel of cheese.
Why don't we have a? I don't know if you're aware of this Joe T-shirt. I'd love one of those.
I like it.
Just a shirt.
Says, I don't know.
It says hello. Hello, my name is Joe. It's like a little tag on the left chest, and then just I am not aware.
I am not aware. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I get. Oh no, there was one other movie I want to mention briefly. It's called The Creeping, about a young woman who goes to stay with her grandmother. And this is on. I can't remember now what I watched it on. I guess we might have rented it on Amazon, but it's pretty creepy. A young woman goes to stay with her grandmother, and there's a malevolent presence in the house. And her grandmother's kind of. I guess sort of suffering from dementia or something along those lines. And it's a pretty creepy little, almost kind of, well, basically like a haunted house kind of thing in England. And I thought it was really good. I thought it was pretty strong. I gave it 3.5 cuts. It's very entertaining. If you're into that kind of haunted house vibe with a woman stuck in a house with an ailing grandparent kind of thing, it was good. It's worth checking out for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's The Creepening?
It's called The Creeping. And
the Creepening.
I like The Creepening
still
better.
Creeping. The Creepening part two?
The Creepening. Still Creepening. That'll be on part two. Yeah.
Creepening.
So.
For part 10.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that one. Dang it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not it.
Get get it gone.
There we go.
Yeah, Matt.
There we go. Or, oh. So,
can we play that other one?
Yeah, play the other one.
Bring that other one back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
My name is Superfan Mark. This is CineScare. We're going out like a deer running through the forest, getting hit by trees or cars. I ain't a rapper.
No, you're not.
That was possibly the worst white boy rap I've ever heard in my life.
Wow. I'm
worse than Snow's Informer.
I was just getting warmed up.
That's like that a was, bumper
which itself. I will insert right here.
Vanilla Ice. Bumper.
Ooh, I was just warming up.
So, episode. It was a pick by Mr. James Oster, Camp Horror. So, Jimmy, tell us about your pick.
Well, you know, I was debating where I wanted to start. And, you know, sometimes you just want to get it over with. So the first film of our selections is a lovely little film called Don't Fuck in the Woods, starring Brandy Mason, who's just a bubbly little girl. Scott Gillespie, Brittany Blanton, directed by Sean Burkett, all of which who produced this film. Everyone in the cast seemed to produce this movie. A group of friends are going on a camp trip to fuck. Oh, it doesn't say that, but I'm adding that. And celebrate graduation.
You know, it's a good movie when even the strippers that they hired to be actors were producers of the film.
Yes. Well, but here's the thing, Matt. Once they enter the woods, they get attacked by a creature who doesn't like fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, look, this was the one movie I hadn't seen that I was like, you know, I'm very curious about this. Wow, it's bad. I mean, look, I give them credit. Like, because there's an audience for just shitty, terrible films. There really is. They know what they're making here. I can't imagine they think they're making great art, but they're
Jimmy, we're that audience.
I know, but like this one is, I don't know if I'm that audience for this film. It was It was just, I was bored. I was really, really, really bored. It just wasn't really, it was like we have a great title. Let's just throw a plot around and my God, it was dumb. The kills were, if anything, there was a couple kind of interesting ideas with the kills, although they ripped off, you know, Friday the 13th Part 6 a little bit. I'm sure they ripped off a lot more than that, but like, I don't know. What I'm going to do is I start this one, but I'm going to go around the room for every other one. So, hey, Meatloaf, let's go to you.
I think that entire cast has hepatitis. this made Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back look like Schindler's List. And speaking of Jay and Silent Bob, the larger gentleman that goes camping with them, he seems to be like an amalgamation of both of those characters. He's like a fat Jay. But
hey, don't knock Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That movie was awesome.
I love Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Thank you.
Yeah, he reminded me.
Still talking, Mark. Still talking.
Yeah. Sorry.
You'll get your turn.
I'm sorry.
First off, the thing that bothered me the most is they go into a video store, and what video store stores all of their videos horizontally? You know, like they turn them all flat. It's just,
I don't think I noticed that.
Oh, go back and watch it if you have to. My only favorite line is when they're in the woods. The fat guy said, it's hotter than a fifth grader out here. I thought that was classic.
I thought I misheard that. Like he actually said that.
He actually said it's hotter than a fifth grader out here.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So I did see there was plenty of archery in this. Her form was, you know, okay. Although I'm curious when she is going to, if she's trying to shoot that beast, if she's not using broadheads, she's just going to make it mad. And if you're going to shoot at it, why aren't you shooting at it more than once? And what in the hell did she shoot at it the last time that made it explode?
Yeah.
because it was just like a regular arrow. And we don't.
She put something on the end of it, didn't she?
We don't. I don't think so.
No, There was something. Yeah, it was a little bit more inflated. It didn't look like an explosive arrow, but it looked like
it was like
putty.
I get your confusion, Joe, because I don't think anything was ever explained that they had explosives with them.
Right.
Oh, nothing was explained in this movie at all.
Well, right. Yeah.
For example, the first time they go to bed for the night, there's three couples and they all go to their respective tents. And then all of a sudden they cut to the next scene of another couple that we don't know who they are, who are also just supposedly camping at the same place, but not with them. I have no idea who these people are at all.
Yeah.
This beast, this monster thing, it looks like just a big lump of crap. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what he's supposed to be, what his MO is, or anything. This is like Birdemic level bad of a movie.
Yeah, I agree.
The acting is just as bad as the lighting and the writing, and cinematography, acting,
everything.
Yeah.
Set design.
I almost wanted to watch Zombex again. So.
Wow. Yeah, Zombex was better than this. It really was.
Yeah, I disagree. I think so.
Yeah,
I totally disagree with that.
I would watch Corbin Nash again before I watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, for the record, since we're starting off with this one, and if you want to get back to this later, we can. But Mark and I watched the sequel.
Hmm. Yes. Thank God. And James, it's alien worse. Does fuck. It.
Well, yeah. That's good. I'm at least he gets laid. Maybe that's what all he needed.
But you should see what happens in part two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think I'll skip.
He has an offspring. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh boy,
Matt.
Well, he basically the alien basically rapes. This is in the second one. The alien basically rapes the first chick that dies in the original. Yeah,
and gives birth to some sort of.
Sludge.
Alien slug.
Okay. Yeah.
The alien
seeks another host.
The alien gives birth or she gave birth?
She gives birth.
How?
To this.
Well, out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's, yeah.
Or was it?
Yeah, it was out of her mouth.
But she was dead.
It just like, it was gestation period. I see. Inside of her. Like looking for a host.
They really ripped off.
Like Alien. So they ripped off Alien.
No, they really ripped off Jason Takes Manhattan with this. Oh, not sorry, Jason. Jason goes to hell because the parasite thing.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, totally.
They couldn't rip off Jason Takes Manhattan because that one's good.
No, actually, Jason Goes to Hell is better than Jason Takes Manhattan.
I wish I still had the crickets sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so that's my two cents. I know Mark has some comments he would like to give.
Oh, does he?
So you should probably call on Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
I'll take it. Yeah. So I don't
forget
have that,
my
that
birthday, again, bitch.
I do think actually Mark should probably go last after all of them because you forgot your birthday. But I do think that Zombex is better than this movie. Was worse than this movie. I think this is better than Zombex. At least there was sort of some entertainment involved in this. I thought that the chubby guy, please don't take me the wrong way when I say this, but I thought he had the hint of a fraction of a percentage of Jack Black in him. And there was at least, and don't give me that look, Mark. I don't mean he's anywhere near, when I say a hint of a shadow of a fraction of a percentage, I mean a teeny bit and enough that I chuckled a couple times, even though he said stupid lines like, apparently I was right when I thought I heard him say hotter than a fifth grader. But at least there was something in there. And then. There was something kind of funny about the whole thing. I wasn't completely bored with this. Whereas with Zombex, I could not wait for the thing to end. I almost think that this might even have been better than what was the other one that was really bad on the last one.
All of them?
Oh, the one that you guys, you fuckers, didn't watch.
Six Degrees to Hell.
Yeah.
It might also be better than that one, but not by much. We're talking about layers, you know, levels of the deepest rungs of hell here, watching. So it's hard to gauge what's the difference between 1,000 degrees fire in hell and 900 degree fire in hell, you know. But that's it. So, yeah, I guess Mark's turn, huh?
Oh, no, we're just going to skip the next movie. So anyway, just go ahead, Mark.
I liked the film. I did. I liked it.
What did you like about it?
Let me get to that.
So you really should have skipped him.
Yeah.
I'm torn with this film because I think it's so bad that it could be good, but it's not quite there. It's right on the cusp.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's on the cusp. The beginning of this film, one of the production's name is Dopest Shit Ever, No Budget Horror for Life. I loved it. In fact, they had 6 production titles, yep, and pretty much all of them had really great graphics. I really enjoyed all of them. Yeah. It was fun. I was like, oh, we're going into this kind of film. So I was already kind of getting set up for a really bad film. We start off with the two campers at the beginning of this film, boyfriend and girlfriend at a campfire. Ew. Starting at 3:43, we're getting the making out. Then the chick starts dancing for the guy with no music going on. And at 3:48 seconds, we see our first boob shot. There you go, Joey. Now, I'm not going to stop a chick from boob shot. I'm not going to stop a chick from dancing in front of me, you know, topless, but you got to have some music on. I mean, talk about awkward. If they didn't have like the creepy music that the director decided to put in this film, I mean, it would have been just campfire audio going on. And it's got to be a little awkward.
Which scene are you talking about?
The very first scene.
In the tent?
Mm-hmm. No. Before they even get into the tent.
Yeah, okay.
She's just dancing and it's like gyrating in front of them, topless, mm-hmm, and whatnot. And
oh, that's
there's
right.
No
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
Like, there's no music going on. And like, talk about an awkward scene.
But that's the same couple that gets into the tent, right?
Correct.
Because there's that awkward shot, basically, of her full, oh my God.
Full vagina. Right. Yeah.
It showed a lot.
Yeah, so the boyfriend tells the girlfriend to get on all fours, and she moves into position, but not until 7 minutes and 55 seconds. The whole screen for a split second is nothing but her vagina. And now here's my first question. Was that an accident? Because I don't think it was. I think this director is a pervert.
Well, I think so. And I think it's something.
What was your first clue?
I think it's something that naturally happens when they're trying to maneuver in a place like that for the scene like this. But in editing, you would cut that. You would edit that part out. You wouldn't, because it's not like they were showing that on purpose. It just happened because she was moving in an awkward way. It wasn't even like a, you know, it wasn't the shot wasn't set up to be titillating or to show her
It
was the biggest vagina I ever seen.
It was a night just like this.
It was just like tonight.
It was hairy.
Eyes, dark eyes, like a doll's eyes.
And those teeth, the sharpest teeth.
It looked like a samar.
33 men went into that vagina.
Only one came out.
Roast beef. Oh, God.
Good God.
So I found out, I did a little research that like Joe likes to do. No one was in this in the SAG for this film.
What?
The Screen Actors Guild.
I'm shocked.
That's not a
nobody.
Shock. That is not a
nobody.
Shock. I'm sure no one was union.
Somebody check that,
wait,
please.
Is the sun in the sky sometimes? Because I mean,
The porno dream that the overweight guy has.
Oh, the pizza delivery driver. Yeah.
No, he was a plumber.
He was a plumber. Yeah. Right, yeah. He's Luigi.
Yeah.
When that happened, I got all giddy. I was like, I'm in for a ride now. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is why I'm starting to enjoy it. But then they had the horrible fast forward scene where they're setting up the tent, which was absolutely ridiculous.
That montage and high speed, that was great.
Right, right. And then they got to another scene with another vagina shot that I was like, what is going on here? It's like, did these women sign a contract? Like, I mean, the director left it in again.
I didn't see another one. I guess I didn't notice the second one.
It was plain as day. Mm. I believe.
Well, one of the sponsor production companies was Summer's Eve Feminine Hygiene Really? Products. So,
yeah. I'm shocked.
Thank you, Matt.
But it was
your waitress.
It was it was a little jarring. It was a little jarring to see just it out there like that. I mean, it was very, it wasn't tasteful. I thought maybe the director was taking advantage of these girls. Mm. And then you see the bloopers at the end.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And these girls are having a blast, but I don't know if they knew that their privates are going to be on the screen that large, that long, even for like 2 seconds. I mean, I would have been embarrassed. You know, I'm sure they knew about the boob shots and all that, but you know, for their most intimate parts, I don't know if they knew or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't hear anything.
It was a little cringy. It was a little cringy. I think this director, after seeing Don't Fuck in the Woods 2, he kind of toned it back a little. I thought he did. He kind of toned it back, not too much, but he toned it back a tad bit. Hmm.
Well, were these actors porn stars in any way? Like, were any of them like porn actors?
No, I think they were all strippers. I don't know if they were porn stars. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the bloopers, that one girl is like reaching her hand up into his shorts I think he hired his favorite strippers, you know, and he wanted to make a movie, and it was odd, very odd.
It was. I'm going to say it. I kind of recommend watching this film just to watch it and have your own opinion. It's out there.
Don't
it's out
the
there,
woods, guys.
If you want to watch something that's really bad, yeah,
you picked it.
Hey, you picked it. Yeah, Chips. I'm not saying watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do the rest of this episode as Quint.
Please do.
Hoopa,
yeah.
Hoopa. The end of the bow. It's a tiger shark.
Hoopa, if you see a shark, swallow. Jimmy, what's the next one?
So the next one I'm going to pick is the, you know, I really wanted something a little different. Like, I wanted a space mountain. I was thinking, what would be a good one to do? Well, theater camp. So I remembered Stage Fright, starring Minnie Driver, came out in... 2014. Snobby musical theater camp is terrorized by a bloodthirsty killer who hates musical theater. I don't know why he's at the camp. That's dumb. I remember when I first saw this movie, I didn't love it. Because I don't mind musicals, but a lot of times when horror and musicals try to merge, they don't work. I always think of Repo, the Genetic Opera. We did a pretty good job. I kind of like that movie. But this one, it didn't quite hit me. But you know what? I watched it again for this, and I was kind of like, I don't know, kind of grew on me. It's better than I remembered. I liked it. It's fun seeing Minnie Driver for her time, whatever she's on. But you have, like, Douglas Smith, who's a good actor, and he's done a lot since. I like the lead girl. Meatloaf. There you go. The music, I still hasn't grown on me that much. I still prefer Anne and the Apocalypse. For if you're going to talk horror musicals, come on, watch that movie. But as a little bit of a different kind of okay, just a slasher in the woods, I kind of like this. I kind of like the energy. I kind of like that they broke out. You know, I like that. I liked it. It was a little different. It's not a great movie, but I'm glad I watched it again. Let's see, Matt.
I liked this. I thought it was a lot of fun. I liked this better than Anna in the Apocalypse, but well, I didn't care for.
That's all right.
I didn't care for Anna in the Apocalypse that much.
You're wrong.
But,
that's all right.
But I enjoyed this a lot. I thought it was pretty fun. I thought that the, you know, the songs didn't drive me crazy, which most musicals, the songs usually drive me crazy. Once people start singing, I kind of, I'm just not a big musical fan, but, I thought this, it kind of worked the way they did it in this. And I thought the kills were all right. A couple were pretty good, especially the first one. I thought Minnie Driver died a pretty good death.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I thought that the main girl was good. Mm-hmm. And overall, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun time. I think that I'm not sure what else this director's made, but nothing that I've really seen before or since. ABC's of Death 2014, mm-hmm. but The Legend of Beaver Dam and Monstagram are the only mm-hmm. ones I can see on there, but nothing huge. But I kind of liked it, and I was surprised.
It's the biggest beaver dam I ever seen.
I was kind of surprised, though. I liked it way more than I thought I would. I do think that a lot of these movies benefit a great deal from the fact that I had just watched Joe's Picks last week.
Yeah.
And so some of this benefits quite a bit from the fact that we just watched Zombex and Corbin Nash and all of these movies like that. So maybe if I had seen it after a better movie or something, maybe I wouldn't have liked it that much, but I was kind of surprised. I kind of enjoyed it. So, yeah.
So, next. Let's start with, Joe.
I just made Mark laugh so hard he was crying.
Mark's crying. Poor thing.
Am I going to be last every single time, James?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Fuck.
I really like this. I would verge to say almost loved it. I had to rewind it and do some research. I didn't realize Minnie Driver could sing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to hearing her voice on, you know, like Good Will Hunting. And to hear that voice come out of her, that operatic voice, oh, it was gorgeous. Like, she should be singing a lot more.
Yeah, she's on the movie Phantom of the Opera.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
And then she had that tremendously brutal death at the beginning of the film. I was sucked in right away. And I got to say, that first song, When All the Kids Come to Camp, was hilarious.
Yeah, I agree.
I loved that. That's like something they should have remade in Glee. Mm-hmm. I liked all the little nods that they had to all these classic horror films, like the Pinhead that was there. Yeah. Carrie with the blood bucket on her. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre with the circular saw instead. Mm-hmm. I was not, you know, surprised in the least of who the killer was. I won't reveal it, but it's got all these little funny tropes. Like, there's a slow clap in it at the end, which was tremendous. I love the kill with Artie with the light bulb goes in his mouth. That was another really good, brutal kill. The kills were a little few and far between for me when they happened. I really liked them, but I wanted more of them.
Fair enough.
I like the nice Dan Levy cameo towards the end.
Yeah.
But,
This came out in 2014. So he probably filmed this before Schitt's Creek even came out. So he wasn't, it's not like he was a known quantity. No. The other person I liked in it was the redheaded girl that was sort of her rival. I thought she was really good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was
Melanie
good.
Leishman. I thought she was really good.
Yeah.
The band that was playing, or the orchestra, I guess, for the performance at the end was hilarious. I think everybody should watch this. This is a funny movie. Yeah. I dug it quite a bit. Yeah.
It's cute. And Mark, I guess.
Yeah. Keep up the temple. I wanted to love this movie. Unfortunately, I became more and more frustrated with it. I completely understood what this film was trying to be, but it just kept missing for me. The first 40 minutes I loved out of this film. I loved the opening number when they're singing on the bus and then they're doing a huge number out in front of the in the camp. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. That one line, "I'm gay, but not that kind of gay," lyric was hysterical. I thought it was really funny. Being raised in the theater, as Joe and Matt and James has, I thought maybe we got a lot of the jokes happening, you know, little theater probably jokes. I thought it was great. Everything was working until the phantom singing. I didn't like the phantom singing with the electric guitar. I thought it was a little bit over the top, kind of took me out of it for some reason. What really went downhill for me was the opening night musical, when the opening night musical happened. Why is a big time producer coming to this show? My daughter has been in kid musicals with a better production that this production had going on. I know I haven't missed the point, you know, of the film. I'm just, it was a little bit over the top, you know, this big time Broadway producer coming in.
I think it was supposed to be a personal favorite of Meatloaf because,
yeah, I guess,
you know, they used
and
to
he
be
was a producer at one
people
time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, but I mean, obviously, I mean, he does a standing ovation. Why would this guy do a standing ovation? Especially,
maybe he was really liking it.
The musical that he saw, I wouldn't give it a standing ovation. It was a damn disaster. Well,
I think all of this was supposed to be a little tongue in cheek, though. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. So I loved the first 40 minutes. I loved the kills. The mini driver scene was great. Holy cow, is she in shape? She looks
She's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she looks
great. Oh my gosh, is she beautiful?
Thank you.
No, I enjoyed it. I recommend it. I just wish it, you know, kept up the pace a little bit, as Matt was saying, with, you know, the kills. Could have been a little bit going more there.
I think Joe said that. Yeah, but yeah.
All right, Joe.
Yeah. All right. No, I forgot to mention that first song too. I really liked that first song, or at least the song when they first got to the camp, that big song and everything. I thought the choreography on it was really cool. I liked when he gets up and says, "I'm gay, not that kind of gay." And then the other guy comes up and goes, "I'm gay, that kind of gay," or whatever. "I am that kind of gay." That was, I thought, hilarious. I thought it was a great way to set up the movie. Mm-hmm. And I was there the whole way. Yeah.
That's cool.
I want to take Minnie Driver out and eat caramels.
I'm sure she'd be Joey. Fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why wouldn't she?
Why not, right?
I'm no slouch.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
That was a good Will Hunting reference, by the way.
Yeah, I figure.
Yeah, Joey.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks for the info.
Thanks, Mark. Did you like them apples?
Yeah. Let's jump on to the next one because, this is going way too good Will Hunting for me. The next one I picked, and this is a movie it's always been a favorite of mine. And I saw it, and it's one I think it didn't really connect with critics for sure. And it didn't connect with a lot of people. It wasn't a huge hit, but the next one is Final Terror from 1983. I mean, the cast is incredible. You have Adrian Zmed from T.J. Hooker back in the day, Lewis Smith, Rachel Ward, Daryl Hannah, Joe Pantoliano, I can never pronounce his name, Pantoliano, Mark Metcalf. You have a really great Andrew Davis is a director who, you know, who directed The Fugitive. Wait, did he do The Fugitive? He directed The Fugitive, right? Yeah, he directed The Fugitive. So this guy knows how to direct action sequence. Basically, a bunch of let me give you the wrap-up of what this thing's about. A group of rangers go camping on unfamiliar forest grounds. All's well until the group members start getting killed by a cunning killer in the woods. I dig this one. I love it. I love the energy. I love the cast. I love that it's kind of vicious. A lot of viciousness going on. Even from the actual leading characters, they're kind of dicks to each other. And I love the ending. This is one of those movies that's like, that ending rocks. I'm a fan of this one, so I'm curious to hear what Mark says.
Hi, I wasn't expecting.
I know. I'm sleeping. That's why.
Jimmy doesn't have the stomach for this kind of thing. That's really a Joe and me situation to give Mark that. Jimmy doesn't. He can't do it.
I can't
he's
do it.
Nice.
He's too nice.
Even though the guy forgot your birthday, and
I know he totally didn't even give a fuck about my birthday.
Just doesn't even. Even though Joe and I say happy birthday,
I know
nothing,
you guys did. You guys are so amazing. I just
Jimmy
can't.
Lets him off the hook.
Can't do it, guys.
Fuck James's birthday.
So, oh, wait, you know what? Wait, no, Mark, no, you're not. Joe, go first.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Mute yourself. Joe, what did you think?
I was glad to see Niedermeyer was in this film. It's the only other movie I've ever seen the guy in from Animal House.
You're right.
The three blind mice singing in the round on the bus ride on the way out.
Everyone does
that. Like, really? You guys couldn't have possibly thought of any other song to sing while the entire
they probably couldn't
there.
Get the rights to anything and couldn't think of anything
right
else.
Yeah, happy birthday is too expensive.
Yeah, apparently ask Mark.
That was one
Jesus Christ. What the
that,
fuck?
That was a rim shot, Matt. You missed
I know
that
I it the soundboard is not working right now, so unfortunately
Egger, that character, Joe Pantalonis, creepy as all get out. Not exactly a guy I'd want to be camping out with. I did want to point out, because I thought this was awesome, is Nathan's wearing a shirt that's Lonnie Liston Smith. It was a jazz funk musician from the late 70s. It's awesome. Anyway, I thought the girl actors in this are a little over the top.
Oops,
thank
sorry
you, Matt.
That was a delayed one. Sorry. I actually clicked that a while ago and it just finally went.
There we go. I love how the entire cast way late into this film, like, well, first off, there's a fantastic jump scare when the body gets thrown into the raft. As they're
right.
Down the
yeah.
River.
That was actually a really
loved
good
that
one.
Loved that one. But then the entire cast just turns into these like Monday morning John Rambos, and they're all going through the woods and their camouflage and their Bowie knives. And, you know, they're all prepared for action. I liked this movie. I didn't love it, but it was it seemed like kind of a, I don't want to say formulaic because there is a little bit of a twist. I thought it was a really inopportune time to be taking psychotic mushrooms and climbing giant trees. But you know, the guy that they put, you know, as who sort of took over leadership position towards the end, I trusted him just about as much as I did Egger. But yeah, it was a fun ride. I don't know if it's something I'm dying to watch a second time, but I did enjoy it.
Fair enough. What about you, Matt?
Matt.
I really liked it. That was great. Mm. And Andrew Zmed was weird looking in this for some reason to me. And I also thought Joey Pants is fantastic in this. Like,
he's really good. Yeah.
He's really good in this. And I thought you could see he's got talent right there. He was strong. I thought the cast was all pretty good. I thought that there were some really interesting moments, some great shots. I thought it looked pretty good for whatever budget it probably had and the time period that it came out in. It was grainy, definitely grainy, but there's a, you know, I love that look. It's got that early Friday the 13th, The Burning kind of look out in the woods, a grainy, probably shot on 16mm. Really, I thought interesting. I thought the who the killer turned out to be was a pretty interesting, I don't know if I'd call it a twist, but reveal was pretty cool.
Yeah, not really a twist, but interesting dynamic there. I like that.
And the way that it was all resolved, I thought was clever, and it was a little surprising to me. So I totally agree about the jump scare with the body being thrown into the boat. Fantastic. So I really enjoyed this. I thought this was a really nice find. Again, these movies where people are out in the woods or camping or whatever, or they're at a summer camp or whatever, there's something in them that I've already on board a little bit. So I'm a very forgiving audience member anyway, but I liked this one. I thought it was I don't know that I'd say it was as good as the burning. Or yeah, the burning.
Yeah, not quite.
But well, it's up there. It's in that kind of Friday the 13th ripoff territory of a good one.
Yeah, I agree. Well, okay, the next movie is
It's in my turn.
No, I'm skipping your turn because you told me to fuck my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy it's right, in my turn.
Mark, what do you want? What did you say? What do you
okay.
think?
This was a really fun watch for me. Decent actors, decent plot. I mean, talk about what a cast, like, as you guys said. There was a warning at the beginning of this film. I don't know if Matt said so or not, because he was talking about the quality of the film. But there's a warning at the beginning that, you know, like, the original film is gone. It's just, they can't find it. So they did the best they could.
And, oh, really? I didn't see for some reason, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was very hard to find.
Yeah. And which is fine by me because it looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love the graininess. I love just it. You knew you're looking at film. It wasn't, you know, a red cam or whatnot. It was film. And you just can't replace film. You can't. It just looks that good.
And the campfire scenes. I love the campfire scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, and just the grain and just the colors of the leaves and whatnot, just everything just popped out for me, and it just looked great. And I loved how, you know, this horror movie turned into a survivalist movie.
Yeah, for sure.
The only problem I love the whole film. The only problem I had, and it seems like I'm the only one, was the ending. I thought the ending just lacked. I just thought it ended abruptly. The only reason why you know it's the mom is because he's going, Ma, you know, Joe saying Ma or Edgar saying Ma. That was it. Yeah. And it was too fast. So I thought it was kind of a cheap. I mean, it was a great kill at the end. I thought that was great. Mm-hmm. Joe or Matt, who was that one actor you said that was really talented? Joe Pantoliano.
They call him Joey Pants. He was on The Sopranos as Ralph Cifaretto in The Sopranos.
No. I was thinking of the actor who was
Adrian Zmed.
No, damn it. He was in Grease too.
Adrian Zmed.
In Bachelor Adrian Party. Zmed. Is that his name? Adrian. He's great in that. Yeah. I thought he was. I thought that's who you were talking about. Just like with talent, because he's very talented.
No, he said he was
very
weird
talented.
Looking.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of weird looking in this, but I said Joey Pants is the one that I really thought was fantastic. He played the cook or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's in Bound and The Matrix and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Very, 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 very talented. But I was thinking of the other guy who was in Grease 2 and Bachelor Party. I wish I could. Well, he was in what? TJ Hooker.
Yeah.
He was good in this, but I just think he's such a weird looking guy.
How dare
and it,
you?
And it was fun to see the guy from Animal House in this film actually not being a dick, which was fun instead of a twisted, you know, sister, you know, music video and him just screaming. He was actually a decent guy, just a normal guy. It was fun to actually watch him play a normal guy. Yeah. So I mean I loved the film, just thought the ending was a little abrupt.
And Daryl Hannah, of course, too. Yeah.
Never was a fan of her acting, but she was fine in it.
How dare you? Well, okay, so that okay. I guess we're good to move on to that. Do you guys like his attempt to sing to me? Oh my gosh, it was terrible. Okay, the next film. Let's stick back in the woods. Let's stay close to where Final Terror left us. Let's take a step down with the 1981 Madman. Based on the infamous psycho Madman Mars, and it's a bunch of campers, you know, stalked by a crazy killer, and it's we've been there, done this. This movie is one of those films that kind of got lost in the 80s. It didn't really, I don't remember if it had much of a theatrical run, even if it did, but it was one of those movies that I think it found kind of an audience years later. And I that's when I discovered it. I don't hate it. Directed by Joe Gian, I can't pronounce his name, who has passed away. He passed away in 2006. I kind of like this movie. It's got some issues. It's not a great film. It feels kind of like somewhere between The Burning and Sleepaway Camp on quality. It's not a great film, but there's some interesting kills. There's a weird hot tub scene.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Just get the elephant.
Yeah,
in the
let's
room
just get it out of the way. You know what?
That was one of the most awkward scenes I've ever seen.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved
it's
it.
It's like they were dancing together.
They were spinning around. Yeah. They were spinning around.
It was
and
like trying to avoid each other. It was almost like like when you'd see like a National Geographic video with like two birds trying to mate with each other. And they've got to dance to, you know, like raise the plumage of the other one. It was that type of awkwardness.
Yeah, it was an amazing cringe. But I mean, the actor playing TP, who was in the hot tub, he's the guy that sang that song.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you mean the guy that has a belt buckle that says TP on it?
Yeah. Well, sometimes he forgets his name.
It was great. Yeah. It was great. Oh,
good. Well, now he doesn't because it's written right on his belt buckle.
That's true, huh? That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Joe, you already started. Do you want to continue on or should we go?
Sure. My first note is that is one really weird campfire song. And I've never seen a campfire song that has like flashback images in it.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I thought it was really funny when they're telling that story about, Madman Mars.
Madman Mars, I believe. Yeah.
Mars. Okay. And Richie like gets up and he starts yelling at Madman Mars and he throws a rock out of the screen and it like breaks a window or in the house, but the house, it looks like he threw it across space and time into a different county because the lighting is completely different and it looks like it was, you know, like 80 miles away. And he managed to hit it. It was
funny. Like it had to have been like at least 2-3 miles away. It had to be. You don't just do a campfire right next to the house. If he actually hit it, they would have been in the front lawn.
Yeah, I think Richie was like gonna play for the Dodgers.
Oh, Richie,
the arm on that.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk about it.
I laughed hysterically when there was a kill and somebody got smashed under a truck hood.
I kind of like that kill, though, dude.
I like the kill, but what was funnier was when the other couple came to get into the truck to use it to drive away, and they go to start the engine, and you hear this like cartoony, squishy sound effect going on, and it's supposed to be the body that's grinding up inside the engine. I thought it was hilarious.
You're missing the funniest part on that is that when
they walked around the entire thing and didn't even see it.
It's like, I don't see anything wrong. They got the flashlight there. They got the big blood splatter on the hood, you know, on the grill. Right. I don't see anything wrong with it. Let's get in the car and start it.
I like the parallel with Friday the 13th about how the owner of the camp always just like leaves for the night to go into town while all the counselors are stuck by themselves to deal with whatever carnage is going on. And I think that Mac went to the same diner that the guy from Friday the 13th went to have a piece of pie.
Yeah. Christy. Yeah.
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 So, the girl that's getting chased by Madman Mars and runs back into the house and decides to hide in a refrigerator. Who does that? I'm like, if I couldn't find anybody and I was hunting after them for a while, I might get hungry. And where's the first place I'm going to go? Probably the refrigerator.
Oh my God.
And there's my snack.
He was in the cabin when she was pulling the shit out.
Yeah, I don't see him not seeing her going into the refrigerator was just as bad as that couple not seeing the blood on the front grill of
it. Yeah, there were some dumb people in this movie. Let's be real.
Everybody's got blinders on in this film. I also thought it was kind of funny that Madman Mars gets stabbed in the back and that stabbing is so bad that it prevents him from getting out of the house that's on fire.
Well, I
bet he got out.
No, it's true. We don't know, but I hope he does. I'm sure he was a sweet gentleman.
I'm sure he's nice. So. He seemed lovely.
But anyway, it was fun. It was a, it was exactly what I had planned on this movie to be, except for the hot tub scene.
That's best scene in the movie
at all. It was brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah,
other than that, I thought it was just it a was fun, no pun intended, but campy little horror camping film.
Yeah.
So,
Matt, let's go with you next.
I liked it too. I thought the killer looked really amazing. I thought that that hillbilly look. There's just something really creepy about him, especially when he was in shadows, when he was kind of out there. I thought there was just something like if you saw that guy, that you know mm-hmm. that would creep you out to see him. I thought he was actually kind of scary looking, mm-hmm. and it didn't quite fit with the tone of the movie that much because it, so much of it was so goofy. But yeah, Joe.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to burst in like Mark does, but speaking of that guy, I was reading a trivia thing. That guy, he was in his full makeup and got a phone call that his wife was in labor and about to have a kid, and he went to the hospital.
Like that?
Like that. There's blood splatter all over him and
oh
everything.
My God.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, thank ahead. You, Joe. Mark. Joe. The main girl, I do have notes on this. Okay. The main girl, Galen Ross, she needs like a facial expression every now and then. It would have been kind of helpful. Yeah, the hot tub scene, we talked about that. I felt like half the male cast looked like Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Kind of, yeah.
Or Adrian Zemed. They all kind of look, I don't know if there was something going on in the late 70s, early 80s that it was this sort of Italian looking guy thing we're all over the place, but maybe it was the John Travolta effect. I'm not sure. Or the Horshack effect. I'm not. The hillbilly, he jumps and kills a guy, and then they cut it. The scene cuts to a girl with just like a blank expression on her face, like nothing had just happened. Let's see. I love the shot where the girl runs and then gets into the fridge. I loved that shot because it was sort of a shot from half, like it was the screen was kind of cut in half. And so you see the kitchen on the left-hand side and then you see the hall and she comes running down the hall and runs into the kitchen and is getting into the fridge while the hillbilly guy is coming down the hall, coming through the doorway. And I thought it was just a really cool shot. And her getting into the fridge and everything, I thought it was just it was the kind of thing somebody might do to mm-hmm. hide. I don't know how there's ever room in a fridge for a whole body, but
big fridge.
I guess, yeah. And with
Indiana Jones did it.
Yeah, no drawers and everything. Like I think he dumped out the drawers and then survived a nuclear attack.
I put all my bodies in fridges.
Yeah, that nuclear explosion. Yeah. My God. Let's see. And then, she was sort of the final girl by default, just because she was the only one who didn't go out looking for anything. It wasn't like she was really good at survival. She
lucked out.
She just happened to be the last one that he killed or was trying to kill anyway. It's a fun little thing. This is one I've seen before and I enjoyed it the first time I saw it. It's a good little throwback slasher. Nothing great, but if you're into this genre of 80s Friday the 13th burning ripoff kind of thing, it's a pretty fun one. It's mm-hmm. definitely worth checking out. If you're into this kind of thing, you probably already watched it. But if you haven't, I think it'll be a good hidden gem for you to check out.
I agree. Okay, I think that we talked a lot about the hot tub scene.
James.
So I guess James, I'm going to let Mark
I'm next.
Do
James,
this
I'm
now,
next.
I guess.
Hi.
Oh yeah, you want to do it? Okay.
Hi.
You want
Hi, guys.
To talk about? Okay.
Yeah. Just a little bit. I think we're all I think we're all missing a huge point in this film. Richie, who decides to leave. Who leaves the group at the very beginning of this film, and he survives. He breaks the rule. Everybody goes out to look for him. Everybody dies, and Richie survives at the end and says, Madman Mars, whatever, mm-hmm. at the very end. He doesn't get hurt. He doesn't get a splinter in him. He doesn't get cut. He just wanders around the film. He even, like, just lumbers into the old abandoned house, doesn't even get touched. He goes down in the lair in the basement and he survives. Like, this guy just survives. It's crazy. The killer's a little ridiculous looking. I understand what Matt's saying, how he looks creepy in the shadows, because he does. But when he's up and close and personal, the makeup's horrible. The hands, you know, the gloves on the hands and the feet, it's ridiculous looking. It just looks like a guy in a rubber suit. I thought that Bill looks like Oates from Hall & Oates from the film. Yeah. Anyways, I enjoyed the film. Didn't have any problem with it. Loved the hot scene, hot tub scene. Yeah, I did. It was great. It was great. The singing was great. So, I liked it. Never saw it before, so I really enjoyed it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, all real right. Simple.
Well, that was fun. Now we gotta let's get a little high for this next one. A little movie called Shrooms that I saw quite a while ago. It's kind of a group of friends stalked and murdered whilst looking for some mushrooms in the Irish woods. I kind of love this movie. I mean, it's not a great one, but there's something about it which, look, not that I have any knowledge of being on shrooms at all, or maybe I do. But either way, I think it's a great idea because, you know, I don't think we have enough drug horror movies. I really don't. Like, it's not, and I like that there was I know this is from 2007, but I'm not going to spoil the ending just because there's a little bit of a twist there and how I like that, how it plays out. I like what they did with the effects of these drugs and how it affects you. I think it's an interesting film. And it's weird. I don't want to give too much away. Maybe you guys will be more spoilerific on it. But I don't know. This is a movie for druggies. Go see it if you like drugs. That's the way I see it. Matt.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty fun. No. I liked... I thought that it was a pretty strong cast. I thought it looked good. It came out in 2000. One of the things I was recognizing, and I talked to Michelle about this, is so this movie came out in 2007, which is about, you know, depending on when it was released, about 16 years ago, right? Now, when I was in high school, if you'd shown me a movie from 16 years before, you know, it would look really different from everything else that it, like, people's clothes would look wildly different. Sure. The even the filmmaking quality itself would look wildly different. And I'm looking and I'm like, this is 16 years ago. And, you know, I guess Jack Houston's outfit is a little dated. It definitely looks 2000s ish. Sure. Johnny Depp look. But if I saw somebody walking down the street dressed like that right now, it wouldn't look completely out of place. Whereas if you'd shown me a movie when I was in high school of somebody who had been around 16 years ago, I would have thought that it was like 70s night or something, you know, I don't know. It was just something that struck me, is that I feel like nowadays the difference between what people wear 10 years ago and what they're wearing now isn't as great as it was back in those days, but that's just a little.
Well, this is a tale as old as time.
That's true. Yeah. Timeless. Yeah. Jack Gleason, if you watched Game of Thrones, plays the boy in the sack hood. So if you're a Game of Thrones, he played Joffrey on Game of Thrones, and he was the boy with the sack hood on. And I think they show him briefly with like a bunch of makeup on at some point. But, of course, Jack Houston, if you watched Boardwalk Empire, he's in that. He's also in a new series. Yeah. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. He's been in a lot of stuff. I thought he was really good. And I thought he brought some cojones to the movie. Yeah. I thought that, you know, he grounded it a little bit. I thought he was pretty good.
He's a terrific actor. He's the guy. He's a good actor.
He's the Johnny Depp looking guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And Lindsay Hahn, I thought was good. I thought, you know, the main blonde girl, she was really good. I thought the whole cast was good. Yeah. And it's not, I don't think it's great,
no,
but I enjoyed it. It was fun. And it was a nice, you know, it was a nice one to watch and
get high. I thought, you know, if you're into that thing,
I thought it was just a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Joe.
I think it's funny that you kept referring to this guy as looking like Johnny Depp, because I have a note that says Kristen Dunst and Johnny Depp don't seem to have very much chemistry.
Yeah, they didn't really, the two of them together, yeah. No.
And that main girl just reminded me of Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, I kind of see that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I thought it was odd
I was actually thinking the girl from... Kirsten Dunst makes sense too, but I was also, what it struck me is she looked a little bit like the one that was in Scream, and she was, what was that, Heroes, the cheerleader in Heroes? What was
Hayden
her name?
Pantera. Oh, Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah. I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
That was just a thought. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was odd that at the beginning of this film, they brought up her being Catholic a couple of times. I was kind of hoping that would have played out in this because there's nothing as frightening as the crippling Irish Catholic guilt. So, but they sort of diverted that entirely. Mm. So a little disappointed in that. I was also wondering why they couldn't find an Irish tour guide. Their tour guide had an English accent. They're going into the woods in Ireland and no.
So, yeah, that's true.
Speaking of Ireland, I was over there once, and it's very accurate. It's nothing but talking cows and automobile glory holes over there. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember the most about Ireland. I loved Ernie and Bernie. They were great droolers. Mm-hmm. The great Irish hillbillies. Those guys were fantastic. I was wondering, you know, like, what was taking me out of the film is that we never see this killer. And I realize, I'm not going to spoil anything with the twist at the end. The ending saved it.
Yes.
Because I had notes about, I was starting to get frustrated that I don't learn more about this killer throughout. I didn't feel any real reason to be fearful of it or that these characters should be fearful of it. It's just some unknown entity that's happening. Yeah. And then when you get to see the actual reveal at the end, the twist, whatever you want to call it, it made up for it.
Yeah.
So that really did save the movie for me. When the movie started out, it gave me a real Final Destination sort of vibe.
Oh, okay.
That's what I had, all these kids going on a big trip. I was waiting for some sort of airplane disaster to happen, but
it's definitely a 2000 style horror.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Entirely. So, but yeah, I did like it. It was a fun ride. Like I said, if the ending wasn't the ending that they had, I don't know that it would have saved it for me, but that one really turned it around. So.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That was it.
Well,
happy birthday,
that
James.
Was great, guys. It was a really good show. I appreciate you guys. Oh,
happy birthday,
sorry.
James.
Oh, you're not going to say fuck my birthday again? Okay.
But happy birthday, you. James. Hi. Unfortunately, I figured out the plot when someone ate a mushroom. I figured it out for some reason.
Look at
my weird brain. I know. James figured out the sixth sense for some reason. I don't know how he did it. I figured it out when someone ate a mushroom, and I was just like, oh, that would be kind of cool if that happened. And then I was watching the film for the first time, actually watching it the second time because I figured it out. And it was actually, I enjoyed watching it more, I think, if I didn't figure it out. This wasn't a favorite of mine. I don't know what it was, really. I don't know if it was the actors, the camera shots. This film didn't really do much for me. It's a movie about being on shrooms. I feel like they could have had a lot more fun with this film. Maybe a little bit more trippy elements with the death scenes. I think, they did it fine with, I don't know where they came up with the name Bluto, the jock. Mm-hmm. But I thought that kill was fine because it was trippy. Things were happening and then things weren't.
Right.
And I feel like if they, elaborated more with the other deaths, this would have been a really excellent film. Mm-hmm. Just make it a little bit more trippy. I mean, it's titled Shrooms, for God's sakes. You could have done so much. I know they didn't probably have the budget to do it, mm-hmm. but man, that would have been fun. It would have been so fun to watch.
Well, it also, if they just... it struck me that not everyone seemed high that much.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Well, I know a few people that like to get high, and not everyone, people react differently. So it's not that impossible.
True.
Right. But that's not interesting. You know, for a movie, they should, you know, I would have liked to have been to be a little more high.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I was on shrooms, I was put in a timeout corner in a chair, you know, and there was Cocoa Puffs everywhere. Let me tell you, it was fun. I was in a timeout chair. Okay. Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, it's, it was just fine for me. It was fine. So.
Okay. Well, I mean.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I thought it was good. Fair enough. But fine. You know, nothing great, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, no, it's not exactly the movie of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, for sure. I get that. I for sure get that.
What were you guys' favorites of this? I don't know if everyone said. Joe, what was your favorite of these?
Stage Fright.
Mark?
It's a toss between The Final Terror and Don't Fuck in the Woods.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched that one.
Mine was probably between The Final Terror and Stage Fright, with maybe Stage Fright winning out. I don't know. Jimmy, what was yours?
Final Terror. Yeah, for sure. Like, it just, I have a...
Final Terror is,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that
it's
one.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's just shot so well.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a fun movie. It's a different take on the killer. Like, I like that. It's a very different take on the killer. So I like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jimmy. That was a nice round of picks.
You're welcome.
And five interesting movies for sure. Yeah. I didn't hate any of them, even though I didn't, you know, I thought Don't Fuck in the Woods was not a great movie, but there was something entertaining about it. Definitely. I kind of wanted to see how bad it would get. Whereas a movie like Zombex, I really just wanted it to end by about halfway through it.
That's fair.
I really was hoping it would end. Don't Fuck in the Woods. I as bad as I knew it was, I was still kind of thinking, okay, what's the next bad thing that's going to happen? You know, it was that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Joe?
What was that? Oh, go ahead, Joe.
They all had one thing in common that made them tolerable. They did not have He Who Shall Not Be Named.
That's true. Yeah.
In
that's
them.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point.
What was everybody's experience watching Don't Fuck in the Woods when you were watching it?
Bored.
I had to turn down my volume so my neighbors didn't think I was watching porn.
Well, I had to squeeze it in when Reznor was, you know, my kid wasn't around or his friends. I can't be the dad sitting alone in a dark room watching a movie like this.
Watching the biggest vagina I've ever seen. Y'all know me. You know what I do for a living.
Well, I just watched my phone at the local park with all the kids.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah,
that's a 15 footer, 25.
I watched it. I was fortunate enough to watch it when no one else was home, and I still found myself turning the volume down.
That's a whole movie.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That image will forever be seared into our brains, Jimmy.
I think it's burned on my TV.
That shape is on is a ghost on my in my TV screen now.
It's the worst sex scenes ever. Yeah,
pretty bad.
Who's next?
And the guys all still had that. One thing we didn't mention is the guys all still had their boxers on.
Yeah,
all the time.
I don't know about you guys,
and the women are all naked.
That's how I like to get down, is fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Right? I don't want to.
Let me put on some more clothes.
Why would I get all dressed up just to take it off?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Just leave it on. Yeah. Just put it through the hole.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
or not. Man.
Our next. Our next pick is
Sump Rump 'em.
The choice of the super fan, Mr. Mark Buschetti. So, Mark has actually, this is maybe the first time that I can think of in the history of Mark being on the show when he hasn't talked at all about what his picks are going
to be. Erotic thrillers?
He hasn't hinted of anything.
I know.
He hasn't even mentioned, like, I'm so excited about my picks. He hasn't done anything. So I'm.
It's Corey Feldman.
I have a.
No, it's not.
I have.
You got to bleep that out.
Yeah, we got to bleep that. I have a little trepidation about this. I'm a little worried.
Oh, God. Me too.
But
I don't even know the meaning of the word trepidation.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up. And
yeah. All right.
Take a picture of it and send it to you.
Did you pick Happy Birthday to me, Mark?
Let's have it.
Here, let me give you the drum roll for your picks.
Ever since we did the episode with Matt, Matt's book, The Last House, I've been wanting to do a topic on writers or authors in horror films.
Mm.
So now it's pretty easy to pick some of the films because of the great Stephen King, but I found a couple of others, not including him. So here are my picks. Number one, The Mouth of Madness, 1994. You can find that on Tubi.
I think it's the official title is
In the Mouth.
The official title is Writer's Chopping Block.
No, I bet the movie is In the Mouth of Madness, right?
In the Mouth of Madness with Sam Neill. That you can find that on Tubi.
Tubi or not?
Number two, The Dark Half, 1993, Stephen King film. You can find that on Prime.
Timothy
for free.
Amy Madigan.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Are we watching Secret Window?
Thank God.
No.
God damn it.
No. Number three is Misery, 1990. You can find that on HBO Max.
Dirty Bird.
Never seen it.
Number four is...
Just kidding.
Number four is Secret Window. You can find that on Netflix. And number five is one of my favorite films, like probably in top 50, Death Trap, 1982. You can rent it for $2.99 on Amazon. Death Trap.
Is this horror, though? Because that's not really a horror.
It is horror.
I've seen it several times.
Death Trap is horror. It's horror.
It's basically a mystery.
Yeah, it's an Agatha Christie. Yeah, it's not really horror. But hey, I mean, I love it. It's a good movie. I'll watch it again.
There's death scenes in it. It's scary.
Scary?
It's on the cusp.
Joe's looking it up, I'm sure.
I love it.
Comedy, crime, mystery, thriller. No horror.
That's not a horror.
Jesus
movie.
Christ! There's horror in it. Don't take this. I'll switch the whole topic right now if we don't watch. If we don't watch Death Trap,
oh yeah, Diane
Cannon
is known as a scream queen.
Yeah,
she is. Oh my God, she screams in this film.
I will allow it only if Mark does the entire episode in his Michael Caine accent.
Okay,
yeah. I'll learn it. It is.
It's a good movie, but it's not a horror film at all. If we're going to consider
Seven horror. We can consider Death
Seven,
Trap
the horror. R-rated movie with a bunch of brutal murders, and Death Trap the PG movie with zero kill, real gore.
There are kills in it.
Sure. He does have a loophole here because Seven is crime, drama, mystery, thriller. Mm.
Thank you.
Thriller, though. This isn't even thriller. Is it? No, thriller. Yeah, thriller.
Matt,
he's got thriller.
Matt, Joe, have you seen Death Trap?
No. I've seen Death Trap a long time ago. I never thought of it as horror, but... No.
I don't. We're watching Secret Window, so I couldn't be happier.
I'll take it back. I'll take Secret Windows back and
no, Mark,
put another
I'm
thing
siding
in.
Siding with you, I don't
oh, thank
care
you.
Because I get to watch Secret Window.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Secret
yes,
Window?
Yes, of course I have.
Yes, yeah. I think okay. I've seen all of
yeah,
these.
I've yeah, I've seen all these.
I've okay, so that's. That's right, my cool. pick.
This is where you put the fanfare in.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah, put some fanfare.
For Mark's pick.
Anyway. Joe.
Yay. It's not exotic Joe, thriller.
Joe, I really think you're going to love Death Trap. And I think you'll change your mind after you see it. But don't say anything until we record.
What is he going to change his mind about? He's never seen it.
Yeah.
I said he's going to, I think he's going to really like it.
Joe hates it right now, but
I hate it already.
Happy birthday to James.
It's the worst movie I've ever loved.
Oh God.
Joe starts out hating it first.
Now I love it. Now I hate
it. You know
the
irony is like we were going through our little text messages yesterday when you guys both wished me happy birthday. He still didn't even respond to that.
Yeah,
like
no,
nothing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like,
yeah,
I don't even know. Like it's so hard. It's hurtful.
I think it was purposeful.
I think it is.
I think
it's
it was.
Purposeful.
What are you talking about?
He clearly wanted to say after you to me.
I just assumed.
Did you wish me a happy birthday?
I wasn't
last
around
year?
Yet
I just
last
assumed
year.
That you guys usually text each other outside of our main text thread. I just assumed you guys had gone through your pleasantries.
Nothing. Nothing. Not on Facebook. Nothing. Nothing.
That's just rude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I didn't know it was your birthday.
No shots of
I
can't even say it.
What?
I was gonna
now
say
is when
no
you
shots
really
of
need
what?
The crickets.
Yeah. I was gonna say no shots of Mark's.
No, he didn't send me any of that. I was disappointed.
Mark's beaver.
No, Mark's beaver. I didn't get his beaver.
It's the biggest beaver I ever seen.
It's a 20-footer. It's 25.
The bigger beaver.
2 tons of them.
Hey, I don't have to deal with this working class.
Got a taxidermy man. I bet when he sees what I brought him,
he's gonna have a heart attack when he sees what I brought him. Quit playing with yourself.
Don't drink that. Don't drink that.
Oh, all right. Well,
not with 2 barrels on him. He don't.
Not with 2 barrels.
No, it's 3 barrels.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is going to be a nice show of a very fine.
That's what we strive
films.
For.
Yes.
A nice show.
A nice
very
show.
Fine
very
films.
Fine films.
Rush out. Go see. Don't fuck in the woods.
We have our new tagline.
Those of you scaredy cats out there will not be frightened by these.
No,
so.
Probably not.
Jesus.
Yes.
Fucking. Just give it a fucking chance.
No, we've all seen these.
Yeah,
these
we
are
like
good.
Them.
No, Joe has not.
Joe's seen what? Which ones have you not seen of this?
He's only
I don't
seen
watch.
Two.
I don't watch a lot of.
Yeah,
movies.
He doesn't watch anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't like him. Yeah.
He's seen Misery and
I've
he's
seen Misery and Secret Window.
Hmm.
That's okay. It. But I'll probably have the other three watched in the next 10.
Yeah, you probably
hour.
Will.
Yeah. Easy,
beautiful.
Go slow, Joe. Go slow.
Beautiful.
That's what she
don't
said.
Don't binge it.
Don't pinch it.
Yeah.
Well,
you never pinch it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that will
are we,
be
are we sunsetting this bad boy.
Yeah.
Please.
That's the end of this episode. We will see you next time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Grandiosus. Yo, yo, what's up? What's up? My name is Superfan Mark. This is Cinescare. We're going out like a deer running through the forest, getting hit by trees or cars. I ain't a rapper. Boob shot.